Okay, hi guys. So I didn't necessarily know what to do at first. I kind of already said it. Since I hit 1,000. Oh my god, I'm already starting so bad here. Okay, so I hit 100 followers a little bit ago. It's kind of growing still. So I decided. Well, it was suggested to me to do a little AMA. And you guys sent me some questions, so I'm just gonna sit here and answer them. Okay. Please bear with me because I'm a mess, as usual, and I'm not used to, like, I don't even know, you guys are used to, like, scripted or me just being a little bit more together than I am right now, and yeah, so please bear with me. Anyway, so first question is pancakes or sandwiches? Personally, for me, in general, I don't like super duper sweet stuff. Like, I'd much rather, I don't even know, like, if there was, like, a cake or something, with, like, if I had the option between a cake and probably some, like, vegetables or fruit or, like, a salad, it's really weird, but I'd kind of rather choose the opposite of that, so I'd probably have to go with a sandwich. As long as the sandwich isn't super hefty, if that makes sense. But yes, yeah, sandwiches. Favorite ice cream flavor. Okay, so I'm in between two, but my favorite flavor right now, I'd have to say, is strawberry. We do have a special place near me that makes the best birthday cake ice cream. Well, it's not ice cream, it's gelato, but they have real chunks of birthday cake in it, like cake and like chunks of real icing, and it's so good if I'm ever in the mood for something sweet. So I'd probably have to go with strawberry as like a good standard. Okay, burgers or pizza? It's really weird for me because just in general, like, I would normally pick something that's not as a hefty meat. I'm really big on chicken and stuff. I usually only eat like red meat on like occasion, but I probably choose burgers just because there's so many different ways you can do it. I mean, I know there's so many different pizzas out there, but you kind of get, I don't know how to describe it. Like, you can have like, what is it? I like the Impossible Burger at Burger King, but I also like a regular burger, but I just like having like, there's so many different ways to technically have a burger. Like, you could have salmon, burger patty sort of thing. I don't know if I consider that, but you know what I mean? There's just so many different ways you can do it rather than pizza. And I don't know, pizza for me just kind of gets old after a bit. Like, I remember, like, during this one period of time, I had pizza, like, all the time, and I was like, oh, pizza again. I don't know. That's just me, though. Sorry, don't get me wrong, I love pizza. Like, I love veggie pizza and everything like that. I like your standard pepperoni pizza, but I'd probably just go with burgers. Oh god, I didn't think about this. Okay, next question. My comfort food. Oof, I don't really know. It's really hard because it depends on my mood for my comfort food. Although, if I do see mozzarella sticks, I want the mozzarella sticks. So I'd probably have to say mozzarella sticks. I do love pickles, but not just any pickles. I love spicy pickles. So yeah. Let me see. Just wanted to check though, make sure that I was still recording, because what a mess. I'm really good at this, obviously. Okay, so what is my favorite dessert? To be honest, I like, if someone just set a big bowl of fruit in front of me, I'd probably eat it. I'm not really, like I said, I'm not huge on sweets and stuff. So, I mean, I know that fruit is sweet, obviously, but I don't know. I think I'd much rather just have a bunch of fruit because it won't make me feel as icky as if I ate like a piece of cake. But it also depends on the cake and what the dessert is, because I know that there are a lot of lighter desserts out there. Next question. What is my favorite color? My favorite color, I don't know why I had to kind of think about it. My favorite color is pink. That's my number one, always. I don't know why I'm not like, I don't know, every time I see an option for something, I always pick pink. So even right now, I just got my first mic and it's a rose gold. So it's in some sort of pink right now. My nails are pink. My phone is pink. I don't know why, I just love pink. But to be honest, I do love every color of the rainbow. Pink is just my favorite color. The only color I don't like really is orange, and I don't know why, I just don't. But I do like it for certain things, like I like a good pastel orange, but other than that, pink is my number one. I'm babbling, but I'm gonna say my number two is red, because I just love it. I don't know, I love how bold it can get. I'm rambling. Anyway, so am I a cat or am I a dog person? Kind of both. I have a dog. We technically, like, okay, I'm still like, I live with people that have cats. So I don't mind them. But the only problem is my dog doesn't really get along with the cats, but I do love kitties. I love kittens. Like, they're all so cute. But sometimes it can be a real pain in your butt. But I will say that dogs are the same with that aspect. But I want to say both. But I'm probably more leaning towards dog because I love my puppy so much. And I feel like I could just do more with puppies. But it doesn't say you can't do anything with cats either. So, yeah. What is my favorite song at the moment? I want to be honest with you guys, I love music so much, and I always end up listening to the same stuff sometimes. Let me see. Looking at my Spotify. Okay, so I can't really go down to one because two songs right now. I know this sounds cheesy, and I know it's just a feeling, but every time I hear some songs, it just like puts me in a whole different mood or feeling. So I'm in between two songs that kind of give me that vibe. I hear Symphony by Cody Fry. I came across that. It's super good. It's not, it's more of like a calm sort of, I don't want to say pop song, but sort of like that. And then As the World Caves In by Sarah Coughlin. I know it's a cover, but I love it so much. Like, just the way she sings it is amazing. It gets really powerful at times and just makes you, I don't know. I just love it so much. It's like one of those things where you just kind of sit there and think sort of songs. But if it was more of a poppy song or something I just want to dance to, I love, 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 love Kiss Me More by Doja Cat. So yeah. And I don't know if I'm talking fast. I'm so sorry. This is just literally how I talk. And I'm also like kind of excited because this is my first AMA. And I feel like just more like I'm talking to you guys, so sorry. If I do another one sometime, I'll try to slow down if that's an issue. Let's see. How did I come up with my name? Well, I'm very big on sparkles. That's like always been my thing. Sparkles and pink, for sure. I don't really know. I mean, I do know, but I'm trying to think of a way. So pretty much, I don't know, growing up, like, I've kind of come up with that name. I don't remember how it originally came up, because I love sparkles. I think it just came up one day with one of my friends, and they're like, Sparkle Queen, because, like, I love sparkles. I really love, like, I wore them, like, I had them on my nails, had them on my phone, you know, just the work. So it just kind of became one of those things, and I was like, you know what, why not? Because this is literally, at the time I was like, what else did I come up with? Just kind of stuck with me, so felt right, and no one was using it, so, you know. Let me see. My biggest fantasy. I don't know if this is, I'm pretty sure it's like a sexual one, but I'm also gonna say my regular one. My sexual one is kind of hard because I kind of have a lot of them. Don't really know. I would say my biggest one is in a library. Like, I don't know why. I just think it's so, like, scandalous, I guess. I would love the idea of, like, a secluded spot and like, you know, just like the possibility of getting in trouble. I like that. And it just like, it's like public, but not too public, if you know what I mean. So yeah, I like that one a lot. So yeah, my doggie just came in. Hello. I'd say my regular fantasy, I don't know if this counts as that, but maybe just like a future thing. I would love to, I would love to live in like a cottage-like house. I just love the look of it and everything. I don't, like, I've seen some that even are in like suburbs and stuff like that. I just love that old-timey look that isn't necessarily like I don't have AC or anything like that. I just love the outside vibes. And I even saw one that had like the perfect, sorry, I'm like looking at a lot of houses. It's in my downtime. But they had like this really perfect door that was like curved at the top. I don't like kind of oval at the top, but then flat at the bottom. I don't know what that kind of shape is or what kind of name for that door, you know what I mean? But yeah, it was beautiful. It was wood and it had stained glass that looked so different. It literally looked like a fairy tale house and it was amazing. But it wasn't like aged inside. It just had every aspect of it. So I just kind of went off there. But yeah. Let's see. My favorite season. My favorite season is between fall and winter, but I probably have to say winter. And I know people are like, why? Snow. Oh my god. But no, I just love it because it's so pretty. And I love the cold because I hate being hot. Like, I'm sort of like outside right now. And I'm like, it's hot. Like, it is the summer, but I would much rather be like really cold, because then I could put like a bunch of blankets and, sorry, like layers and stuff on than having to take off a bunch of stuff and I still am like sweating. So fall and winter. I love fall because of the crunchy leaves and I love the holidays in it. I love Halloween. So great. So yeah. What is the perfect day to me? I would say, I guess I'd have to still be on like weather, I guess. I want it to be really nice and breezy, maybe even windy a bit, be outside, maybe like, this is pretty much like the other day, like my long dress I had on, it was super breezy, just like listening to music outside. Kind of just letting my puppy run around to be as much as she wants to be, but not have to worry about it sort of thing. Maybe even a picnic would be nice. I don't even know if I just mentioned, like, that kind of sounds like the perfect date, but also I kind of have a different, like, idea for that, but that's not a question. So, yeah, something like that, because I would just love to be in the moment sort of thing, but also still listen to music and just kind of get in that mindset. So, yeah. What is my favorite TV shows? There's just so many. I guess I'll list my good handful. So I love Schitt's Creek. Super funny. You need to watch it. It is a bit extra at first, but that's just how it is. But it's really funny and it's great. It's a great watch. There's a lot going on, but it's great. Love New Girl. Always makes me laugh. I started to rewatch it and I was like, why did I stop watching this? But you know how it is, all the new shows and everything. Parks and Rec and The Office are my main, like, I'll put that on in the background, but I'll still laugh, have a great time, I'll fall asleep to it. Yeah, I'll probably say those four are my good ones. There are plenty of other shows out there that are great, but those are my main four. Okay, let me see. My favorite animal. My favorite animal, other than my cute puppy, would be pandas. They are pretty much my spirit animal. They're so cute and clumsy and chunky and fluffy. Oh my god, they're just so cute. I love them so much. Like, the zoo around here, I think we used to have a panda, but we don't anymore. So every time I go to the zoo, I'm like, do we have a panda? But we don't, unfortunately. I would love to see one in real life, but I know they're like kind of extinct, I think. You know, don't, please don't quote me on that. Oh my god, I don't really know that much stuff in general, but I do love pandas so much. And they're also clumsy, so that could be part of. Yeah, but I love them. They're so cute. If you ever just send me anything of a panda, oh my god. But anyway, okay, next one. Do you watch anime? If so, what is your favorite? I do watch anime. It's really hard to keep up because all of my friends have seen so many things, and I work a good chunk of time, so they watch it and they get ahead and stuff like that. I've seen quite a bit of each sort of thing. Not all of them. I still need to watch, oof, I don't even know how many. But I went down a really big, I don't want to say rabbit hole, but I went and watched a bunch of romance animes when I first started watching them. I would have to say, oof, let me think. Oh my god, I don't even remember. Okay, I'm gonna say my main one. My main one is Maid-sama. It's so, I just love it. It's cute. It can get dramatic at times. It's funny. It's romantic. If you guys have any anime recommendations, please tell me. I've probably seen some of them, but I haven't finished them. I know I there's a big thing there for a while with my friends, but I hello, hello puppy, hello again, hi. But I started watching, what is it, Attack of the Titan a while ago. But I had a lot of stuff going on at the time, so I couldn't really keep up. It's really great though. It was just like I have to fully pay attention, and it's really hard for me to like sometimes get in that mood to fully pay attention. Kind of like Game of Thrones when you have to like, it's pretty much I don't know, like it's like a Game of Thrones version of an anime, I think, but not to that extent. But there's just so much going on that I just actually pay attention because like one next movement, you know. But anyway, Maid-sama is my favorite. It's cute, perfect. Where is my happy place? So, my happy place would. I don't have like a set one, but I do. There's this island near me that I absolutely love going to. I went there for when I turned the age to drink, you know? It was super fun. I haven't really ever been to like an island sort of thing before. It's not like a full, well, it's still an island, but okay, puppy, we get it. Now go play. I'm sorry. But no, yeah, it's just great. They have seafood there. Really, I know. Sorry, I'm trying to get it so she can. No? Okay. But, what do you want from me? I'm sorry, guys. So, pretty, yeah. So, pretty much, well, let me go do this real quick. One second, sorry. Okay. Hopefully that works for a bit. Okay, so, so sorry. Oh my god, I probably have to cut some of this. I don't know, but so I really love it because, you know, they have seafood, they have the water, you can do so much stuff in the water. Boardwalks, they have places where you can drink, you know, there's just so much to do there. You can actually just golf cart around. It's just so nice. I just love to go there when I can. It's kind of far from me, but not super duper far. But it's just my little favorite place to go if I can. Okay. What do I look for in a boyfriend? So, let me sit you. Okay. So, I would have to say this sounds like so easy, but it's really not always. Honesty is my biggest thing for when the next time I'm in a relationship. Because I've had so many problems, but that's just kind of how it is sometimes. Honesty is my big one. You kind of, not kind of, but like I love to laugh. So I feel like really, it's really not hard to make me laugh because, I laugh at a lot of stuff. So, but just kind of have some humor there. Probably more than just some. Really comforting there for me, even when I don't really like. For me as a person, I'm used to taking care of myself a lot of the time. This is kind of a little bit more personal, but I like to brush off a lot of stuff that happens to me, like how people treat me or like stuff like that, how my day is, and then I'll ask about how their day is, But if you like kind of swing around and like I know I'm gonna kind of try to like distract you sort of thing, it's really just big for me and I haven't seen it a lot. But if like I don't know how to describe it, when you kind of like when I try to like distract you or like I try to change the subject but you bring it back on me and like we aren't talking about anything else until we talk about like what's bothering me, that's like really huge for me. I've never really had that. It's kind of the opposite. But I really do like that a lot. I don't know, just like someone that's caring, that's there for me, that kind of realizes things about me that I don't know. Kind of like still stay in my comfort zone about stuff. I don't really know how to say it. I would love a snuggle, cuddle situation, Just like the main stuff, I guess you could say. I'm not like super duper picky. I think it's just mostly about like personality at this, not like at this point, but like I'm not huge into looks and stuff like that. I mean, But yeah. So, just be honest and caring and a genuine person and like still care for me. I'm just kind of used to the not I'm good, I don't want to say the opposite, but you know what I mean. So, it's never yes. Anyway. Okay. Would I paint a guy's nails? Yes. Yes, I would. I don't know, I've never done it before, but I don't think I would mind it. I think, if you like what you like, I don't see a problem in it. Morning or night sex? I would say morning because I don't know, that's when I'm like the most snuggly and already like, cuddling and stuff. I don't want to say nighttime because that's when I want to like, I mean, I don't know necessarily. I'd probably just choose morning, but I don't know about night because I'm already so exhausted. Like, I've literally tried to do that like times and I like either pass out or I'm too tired to concentrate. Not concentrate, but I don't know. Like, it's just tough. I'd probably just have to go with morning, but I'm sure on occasion, I don't even know. But I would prefer morning, probably. Okay. Oh my god, this is the worst. If you're still here, bless you, because oh my god. Okay. Do you think it's cute to get matching bikini waxes? I personally have never gotten one. I don't know if I really want one. I can. Yeah. But I think. I don't. I think if I had. Not if I had to, but. If I had the idea to do it. I would at least want them to hold my hand. So if that means they want to get it too, sure. It's a little bit of a different thing. But I would definitely want it mostly for holding my hand. So if they want to get it at the same time, go for it. I think it'd be an experience. Okay, we're down to the last couple questions. I'm really sorry for the area if that was loud. I'm really trying. I'm still gonna like I'm trying I'm like the process of like finding a new place and stuff like that. So finally once I get that spot, we won't have any issues with audios as much and noises and everything, but I'm just kind of making do at the moment. So please try to hang in there. Okay, when was the last time I had a relationship? Okay, so I've never actually had like a full relationship before. Gonna be honest with that. I had a semi relationship around the beginning of quarantine. Lasted a few months. Didn't end well because I found out I don't know, we weren't ever really official, but we were pretty official, if that makes sense. We talked all the time. I don't know if I'm gonna sound crazy because we weren't really official, but we technically kind of were. He kind of just ended up, it was really stupid. He literally ended up trying to text. Okay, so I met him on a dating app. Okay. Moved from the dating app to texting, whatever. He ended up getting back on the dating app. Who knows if he even left it? This is all very. Anyway, so I ended up texting my friend on that, or trying to, and then she told me about it. Then he acted like, you know, I just wanted to see. I don't know, so I was just like, yeah, no. I don't know, that was kind of like my first sort of thing. But we went on like dates, we talked every day. It was like a whole thing, so it was pretty much like we were in a relationship. So I was really hurt from that. So yeah, sorry, that was a lot, so yeah, that's kind of just what happened. So I'm kind of still wary, because I'm still kind of, there's been some spots here and there, and it's just never ended well, so I'm definitely gonna make sure next time. That's probably really personal, but you know, what can you do? So, what movie could I watch over and over and never get tired of? That would have to be Mamma Mia. Sounds very, I don't know, I don't want to say typical, but, like, it's just such a great movie. Like, there's just so many good songs. I don't know, I love ABBA. Like, that's one of my favorite groups. All those songs always make me happy. So, that movie is just always joyous and... there's very little confrontation in that movie. And that's just a fun movie that I could watch all the time. Like, I love the songs. I love the vibe of it. I love the colors. I love the costumes. I love the actors. It's all just so good. Okay, my last question. When are you the happiest? I am the happiest a couple different things. I'm the happiest when I'm around my family and my friends. And actually, I do enjoy, not just the spicy ones, but I do enjoy, like, the feedback from you guys when I do, like, a safe for work. If you guys tell me that I, you know, make your day, give you that sort of comfort, I love that. I love being with my friends and my family. Oh my god, my puppy again. But yeah, I love... to just hang out on calls with my friends. And that's one of my favorite things. I love to play games and they're like, sort of just hang with me while I'm screaming playing a horror game, while we play games, while we just talk, while we watch movies, you know, just that sort of thing. That's just the part of the day that I love the most. So, yeah, I don't know, I don't ever really get feeling that that's old for me or anything like that. So yeah. Yeah, just the comfort of it, I think. I'm probably rambling again, but yeah, that's about it. Sorry if this has been a little bit of a chaotic AMA. Tried to find a good spot, but my puppy keeps finding me. Been a little chaotic with some pauses and stuff like that. I'll definitely try better if I have one next time, or if I get a next time. So yeah, thank you for listening if you made it this far. If you guys send me any more questions in my Curious Cat, I'll save them for next time. If not, I'll answer them on my different platforms or even in my comments. So just let me get, oh my god, sorry, just let me know, guys. Thank you for listening, thank you for subscribing, thank you for wasting, let me see, not wasting, but thank you for being here for 30 minutes with me. So yeah, thank you guys so much. I love you guys. Thank you so much. Oh my god, okay, I gotta go. Bye.